From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. An Anchorage judge heard arguments yesterday on whether a lawsuit brought by 16 young Alaskans suing the state over climate change should advance. Plaintiffs argue the state of Alaska is violating their constitutional rights by failing to limit greenhouse gas emissions, and they're asking the courts to intervene. But the state says climate change policies are for the legislature and the executive branch to decide, not the courts. Assistant Attorney General Seth Bosang asked the court to dismiss the case entirely. He said past court rulings have established that only the elected branches of government can balance the impacts of climate change against other interests like economic development.
And the court said that weighing all of those interests was a policy decision entrusted to the political branches and not to the courts.
That ruling came in a similar climate change case dismissed by the Alaska Supreme Court in 2014. That case and this new one were both brought with the help of the Oregon-based nonprofit Our Children's Trust, which has filed legal actions on behalf of young people across the country demanding action on climate change. Young plaintiffs in this case say that in the years since the 2014 ruling, Alaska has made a choice by continuing to encourage activities like oil and gas production that contribute to climate change. They argue that policy violates their rights to life, liberty, property, and equal protection, requiring the courts to step in. Bob Shavelson is with the environmental group Cook Inlet Keeper. His 5- and 8-year-old daughters are named as plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
I think it's one of the most important lawsuits, if not in the past decade, in Alaska and in the state's entire history. I mean, we're really talking about the future of Alaska here.
Alaska Supreme Court Judge Gregory Miller will decide whether the lawsuit can advance. Attorneys for both sides said they expect the ruling within the next 6 months. The murder trial of Mark DeSimone continues today in Juneau Superior Court. He's accused of killing Tony Rosales during a hunting trip and excursion inlet in 2016. Yesterday, two brothers on the trip testified they separately heard DeSimone admit to shooting Rosales. Today, the defense tried to flag inconsistency in one of the brothers' testimony. Alaska State Troopers investigator also testified today. You can follow coverage of the trial at ktoo.org/DeSimone or follow at KTOOMatt on Twitter for live updates from Matt Miller. The Alaska legislature has passed a resolution urging the federal government to reconsider its listing of marijuana as a controlled substance. The resolution also asks the federal government to respect the state's authority to regulate the use, production, and distribution of marijuana in Alaska. House voted 37-0 Monday to accept changes made by the Senate. The Senate passed the resolution unanimously earlier in April. Alaska voters in 2014 approved legalizing recreational use of marijuana by those 21 and older. Marijuana remains illegal at the federal level. An Alaska State Trooper is charged with attempted sexual abuse of a minor after allegedly trying to meet a 16-year-old girl at an Anchorage hotel. That's according to the felony charges filed against Aldotna-based Trooper Vance Peronto. And for the Juneau area, weather forecast calls for periods of rain, highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, rain, lows around 40. More state and local news at ktoo.org.